This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Dave Anthony. Today, TikTok, an app that 150 million Americans use. Many of them kids who watch all sorts of videos, and many of them are also influencers, or even businesses that use TikTok to find customers and make money. But it's also an app many in Congress and the FBI director fear because of its ties to China. And they're even considering banning it over national security concerns. The TikTok CEO spent 5 hours trying to defuse at a House hearing the other day. But he was met with mostly skepticism from lawmakers in both parties. And you are about to hear why. The other day, we talked to a cybersecurity expert who gave us too much information than we could use in our regular Rundown podcast, detailing what he sees as TikTok's underlying danger, despite that CEO's insistence that the company is based in the U.S. and American user data is protected and there's no Chinese communist influence. Well, we hope you find it enlightening, and we hope you keep coming back for more Rundowns and Rundown Extras. And now, John Cofrancesco on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Joining us again on the Fox News Rundown is John Cofrancesco. He is a cybersecurity expert. He is the founder and CEO of a company called Applied AI, and a good person to turn to try to understand what's going on with the company TikTok, a very popular social media app that is under a lot of scrutiny. There's a hearing in Congress on Thursday that'll feature the CEO of the TikTok here in the U.S. There's talk about a ban. So first of all, John, thanks very much for being back with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me back.
I guess number one, how big a threat is an app that kids love?
So I think that TikTok and these type of apps in general are pretty risky things. And this particular app is pernicious because the line of delineation between this app, TikTok, and the Chinese Communist Party is exactly zero. That's so when you're on your TikTok, just understand that your children are sending all of their data right back to the Chinese Communist Party. So that makes this particular app, although there are many like it, quite risky.
Okay. All right. Now, I've read a lot of stories about TikTok. They have a U.S. presence. They have a Chinese-based owner, ByteDance. And a lot of the stories that I'm reading say that there is all this concern about users' data on TikTok being shared with the Chinese government. And then there's always a line, but there is no evidence that such data has been turned over. My question is, how do they know that?
Well, so I think it's important to look at this issue in two different facets. So if you look at it from the perspective of the U.S. government and the average U.S. citizen, you really don't want your data going to a foreign enemy because they can weaponize that data. They can use that to blackmail you, or what they're really doing is surreptitiously using it to manipulate you. But so there's already a great deal of evidence to show that a lot of the bots online, a lot of the vitriol you see online is driven from foreign governments, China and Russia in particular. TikTok is a really nasty instance of this because of the nature of the data it collects. So imagine, if you will, you kind of wind back to your 1960s James Bond movies. You'll recall that you could put little microphones. Q would give James a microphone, and you could use that to collect data. Well, what TikTok has done is they've enabled these pixel tools to go into all of your applications to follow you online, whether that's you're just floating around using your typical email or you're doing anything else, and it collects everything that you're doing, and it sends that back to the parent company at ByteDance. The problem, of course, is that the employees at ByteDance, they wake up in the morning as you know, computer engineers, but they're also members of the Chinese Communist Party. So to say that ByteDance and TikTok, by extension, doesn't send data back to China is just a ridiculous claim when you hear their company saying that, because the same employees who are engineering the program are also members of an adversarial government.
But supposedly there's this wall, right, that the TikTok data that's collected in the U.S. and maybe stored here or in Singapore gets deleted, doesn't get to China. That's the claim.
It's absolute nonsense, because you don't have to physically move the data to China in order for the Chinese to be spying on the data. But so if you just have a bunch of engineers who are Chinese Communist Party members, or by extension working for their intelligence agencies, and they're the ones building the program, and they're the ones who have access to the root data, that means the Chinese Communist Party has access to the data. So don't think about it like in the old days where you physically had to move something to a place in order to capture it. The fact of the matter is the engineers for this company are captured. They're individuals who are interested in working against the United States. So there are other examples of this, and I think this is the counter argument you're hearing from China. But the reality is this particular app is risky for us. It's not. It's really not a great app for us to have.
Okay. All right. Now, you talked about these pixels, and they track everything. So I don't have to be actually on. I don't have TikTok on my phone, but if I did, I wouldn't have to be on the app for the pixels to be tracking what I'm doing on my phone, right?
Oh, not only do you not have to be on the app, but you could have never have used TikTok. And because some other user has used TikTok and that pixel's been deployed into some other piece of code, right? So some website, there's now a profile for you in the TikTok database, despite the fact you might have never used the system.
Wait a minute. Back up. I don't have the app on my phone. But you're saying that TikTok would already know me?
Absolutely. They absolutely have a profile on you, whether or not you've been on the app. And let's talk about why this technology was invented. I think it's really important to sort of take a step back and understand why, right? So it's not like ordinary people are deploying these spy tools for the purpose of spying. What's really happened is that TikTok and others, Google, have developed these incredibly powerful marketing tools. And what they do is they track you so they can determine what it is that you're willing to buy. And then they sell that data to advertisers so they can get you to buy whatever it is that they're trying to hawk.
Now, hasn't Apple over time allowed you to turn some of those features off, say, on Facebook?
Apple has done frankly, Apple has been the leading company of reversing this trend. But it's like anything else. Apple took one step and the programmers developed a way around it. So I would say it has limited, in some use cases, what can be done, but it hasn't stopped at one iota in total.
All right. Should I be concerned about that kind of use of my data for marketing?
Yes. You shouldn't be concerned for marketing in and of itself. You should be concerned on all the other things they can do with that data that has nothing to do with marketing.
But what can I do about it? I mean, if it's so pernicious and in all these apps that people use, and not even, you know, owned by China apps, but just apps here in the U.S. that are not owned by a foreign adversary, how am I ever going to get my data back? I mean, it feels like the barn door's open and every animal's gone.
Well, now you sound just like the CEO of TikTok and, frankly, just like the Chinese government, and they're right.
Well, I didn't mean to.
You're on the mark here. So this legislation, which I favor for the record, but this legislation and what they're talking about doing, banning TikTok, is like covering a gunshot wound with a Band-Aid, right? The cat's already out of the bag. They've already got us dead to rights, and every application, not just TikTok, now has components of this code, so it's really all around. But there is something that can be done, and frankly, our friends in Europe have taken the lead here. We should pay attention to them. They've been very successful. There's something in Europe called the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and every company whined and moaned about it. They really hated it, because what it did is it allowed individuals to take control of their privacy back. So in Europe, if you're a European citizen, you can call up any company in the world, and you can give them 30 days to delete every piece of data they have on you. And if they refuse, or if they fail to meet the deadline, they can get billion-dollar fines. So as you can imagine, right, the behavior in Europe is a lot better, even from American or Chinese companies.
But how am I going to know who has all my data at this point?
Ah, that's so there. There, what you can do is you can, in the same respect that you can put a don't you put yourself on the don't call me list, you can do the same thing there. So you can say, hey, don't collect on me list. We need to mirror that here, but we have not yet. That so as an individual today, your U.S. citizen, me, you, our children, really, there's nothing you can do. You can limit some of the influence by not using TikTok. You can limit some of the access by changing the controls on your Apple phone, but at a broad level, until we change the laws in this country, it's the Wild West.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
The law that may occur that allows President Biden to ban TikTok as an app here in the U.S. I know it's already banned on some state-issued devices, some U.S. government-issued devices. That law, you say you support it. Do you think that we should ban TikTok? Let me do it in two ways. Should we demand that TikTok and its current ownership get rid of ByteDance altogether, no more Chinese ties whatsoever in order to stay here, or should we just ban it altogether anyway?
That's so I favor banning it altogether. But to be clear, that's mostly just a show of force. Really, what we need is much broader legislation that affects every company, not just ByteDance. Because let's be clear, the second we turn off TikTok, there will be another application that is also made by the Chinese or that has Chinese code in it that is going to be doing the exact same thing. And there are American companies that have programmers that are in support of the Chinese Communist Party that are doing the same thing. So I support the legislation regardless of which direction it goes. But again, that's a show of force. What we really need to do is have broader rules put into place to protect the U.S.
To underscore the reach of these pixels that are used, the Wall Street Journal has a story that says 27 states have placed these pixels, web tracking code made by TikTok, on their official websites, meaning that they're even using some of these pixels on their own websites when they're doing their own data collection. Do I have that right?
You are on the money there. And it's important, again, why do they do that? It's because the mechanism by which the Chinese and other countries conduct their spying on us are also really effective mechanisms for marketing. So you have these states using these tools because they're really helpful understanding. Am I getting my message out there? Am I being effective as a policymaker? It just turns out that there's a second use for those things that is quite risky.
Let me get into the manipulation of content argument that is being used also, that China is able to do that. How does that work? Let's say I sign up for TikTok. China knows I'm on there, and on my profile, I'm an adult, or I'm a teenage girl or a teenage boy. Does China have the ability to just immediately funnel what they want as content on the app and that people use?
It's more complicated than that, but at a high level, yes. And so let's take a look at that for a second. The first thing to do is to understand the value of the tools right? So in China, they have a version of TikTok. And if you go to their, what they're recommending to their children, they're recommending learn about history, learn economics, learn engineering, right? If you go into the American version of TikTok, what you see is things that encourage children to hurt themselves, things that encourage children to waste their time, things that encourage children to really not like the United States. So they can push through the algorithm things that are very controversial, things that are also really effective at giving children that dopamine hit, very much like a drug. And that's what they do here in the United States. They never do that on their own system at home. The second thing to understand is that they've actually designed the algorithms. And this isn't just TikTok for the record, but they have explicitly designed the algorithms to push vitriol because it's good for business. It allows them to get more looks, more screen time, but it also divides us. So if you have somebody who really says something wild on TikTok, that will move right to the top of the list, particularly if it's something you don't like, because they know that you're going to pay attention to it, which is profit center for them. But they also know it's going to give you this feeling of disassociation from your fellow citizens. And in a democracy, in an open system like we have, really the biggest threat is our disunity. And we've seen that tremendously now for something like the last 8 years. These guys are really pulling our strings, and it is the broad risk that these apps have. And it's something that we really need to get a handle on.
If the president or Congress or both do something and TikTok is banned, there'd be a lot of people upset who might say, look, my data's already out there. Why just target TikTok? I mean, obviously China can get my data elsewhere. Russia's getting my stuff. North Korea might be getting my stuff. Everybody's getting my stuff. So why just TikTok?
So I think that is a great point. That's the point the Chinese Communist Party's making, right? That's it. To be clear, banning TikTok is like I said, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It's not going to do anything. At this point, they've already got us. What we ought to do is broader legislation. But this is, I think, the first step in getting the legislatures to pay more attention to this issue. They're starting to learn. You got to remember, the average age of our senators, the average age of our congressmen, these folks are not using TikTok. These folks are seldomly using a smartphone for social media, right? In any meaningful way. They have staff that does that. So we need to get them inculcated into modern culture so they can understand the threat. And that's really why I favor this. I also think it's important because as a signal to the Chinese government that we are paying attention, it might get them to take a couple steps back in terms of what they're actively doing.
What should a parent tell a child that says, why, like my son's even said, what's the problem with TikTok? Why are they trying to get rid of it?
I think it's a really complicated conversation to have with the child.
Because they love it, right? They love, they watch all the videos, they have fun with them.
Of course, it's a ton of fun. It hits on that dopamine center. It's the same one that in the 50s, you know, the reason why kids were smoking cigarettes is the same reason kids are watching TikTok today. It is the same chemical effect. It's so very difficult to convince kids not to do that. Here's what I would say. And we don't allow our children, my wife and I, at all on social media. But here's what I would say to your child is that in 3 or 4 or 5 years, nothing that happened on this app will matter to you one iota. But in 3 or 4 or 5 years, you may have done things on this app that will greatly affect the outcome of your life. So I need to keep you off of it for your own health and benefit.
John Cofrancesco, cybersecurity expert and the founder and CEO of the company Applied AI. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me back.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.